the gifts Senator Stevens is alleged to have received include substantial amounts of material and labor used in the renovation of a private residence.
Senator Ted Stevens is indicted on felony charges. From the Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Alaska News Nightly for Tuesday, the 29th of July. Good evening, I'm Lori Townsend. Also tonight, reaction from around the state.
The indictment is very thorough, and certainly while Ted's innocent until proven guilty, it's very, very damning.
Those stories and more tonight on Alaska News Nightly.
Today's broadcast of Alaska News Nightly is presented by the Alaska Railroad Corporation, with daily rail service to Seward, Whittier, Anchorage, Talkeetna, Denali Park, and Fairbanks through mid-September. Information available at AlaskaRailroad.com.
A federal grand jury indicted Senator Stevens this morning on 7 criminal counts of making false statements. He is the first sitting U.S. senator to face federal indictment since 1993. The charges allege that Stevens took hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts from the oil field services company VECO and didn't report them on the annual financial disclosure forms required by law. The news rocked the nation's capital, where Stevens is the Republican Party's longest-serving senator and is in the middle of a re-election bid. From Washington, D.C., APRN's Libby Casey reports.
At the Department of Justice, Matt Friedrich, the acting assistant attorney general for the criminal division, announced the news.
Earlier today, a federal grand jury here in the District of Columbia returned an indictment charging United States Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska with 7 felony counts of making false statements.
Friedrich was flanked by investigators from the IRS and the FBI. The indictment comes as part of a 4-year investigation into corruption in Alaska politics and the influence wielded by oil field services company VECO. Senators must report any gifts they receive that are worth more than about $300. Friedrich says Senator Stevens is accused of taking gifts in excess of $250,000.
The indictment charges that while he was sitting as a United States Senator between 1999 and 2006, Senator Stevens accepted gifts from a privately held company known as VECO, its chief executive officer, and others.
Friedrich says CEO Bill Allen and others at VECO gave Stevens furniture and exchanged an old vehicle for a new Land Rover worth $20,000 more. And the indictment alleges VECO contractors and employees helped Stevens renovate his home.
The gifts Senator Stevens is alleged to have received include substantial amounts of material and labor used in the renovation of a private residence, which Senator Stevens and his wife owned, located in the town of Girdwood, Alaska.
Friedrich says the renovations included a new first floor, wraparound deck, and garage. VECO allegedly repaired the gutters and provided architectural designs and electrical, plumbing, and heating work. The indictment claims that Stevens knew VECO performed the renovations and did not pay for them. Friedrich made it clear that Senator Stevens has not been indicted for bribery or quid pro quo, taking gifts in exchange for services or votes. But he says the indictment does allege that Stevens used his official position on VECO's behalf.
At the same time that Senator Stevens was receiving these things of value, over that same time period, he was also being solicited by VECO to do certain things, which he or his staff on occasion did.
Friedrich wouldn't speculate on what the penalty would be if Stevens is convicted. Senator Stevens responded in a press release saying he's innocent of the charges and intends to prove it. 1 year ago, after the FBI raided his Girdwood home, Stevens told APRN that he and his wife paid for their house renovations.
I will tell you, we paid every bill that was given to us. Every bill that was presented to us has been paid personally with our own money. And that's all there is to it.
Stevens has usually refused to comment on the investigation, citing concern that he would be seen as trying to influence a jury or obstruct justice. But on Monday, one day before the indictment was handed down, Stevens said he was proud of his record.
I really believe that I have not done anything that is wrong in the process of my life, my official activities.
Stevens said on Monday that Alaskans should look at his lifetime of service.
I was chairman of the Ethics Committee. I've been elected to every office but one you can hold in the Senate. all of those things, you don't get selected to do that if you're known to be in any way tainted by personal misconduct. I really pride myself in terms of my record as a lawyer, as a U.S. attorney. You don't get the presidential appointments that I've had in the past if you have a flaw in your character. I don't think I do.
Stevens has already temporarily stepped down from his leadership posts on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee and the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, as required by Senate Republican conference rules, although he'll stay on the committees as a regular member. The other members of Alaska's congressional delegation issued statements of support for Stevens in the hours following the news. Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was shocked and knows Stevens as an honorable and hardworking Alaskan. Congressman Don Young called him honest and effective and said he hoped Alaskans wouldn't rush to judgment. Senator Stevens faces a re-election fight in next month's primary and the November general election. On Tuesday afternoon, his campaign office vowed to move full steam ahead. Monday, before the indictment was handed down, Stevens said he planned to spend August in Alaska, fighting what he said might be a tough election battle.
I've got to depend upon traveling the state and renewing acquaintances and make people understand what I have done, and to tell them one single thing. I've been there for you every time you were in trouble. It looks like I might be in trouble this time, and I want you to be for me. Now that's going to be the campaign.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.
Former U.S. Attorney for Alaska Webb Shea has been an outspoken critic of corruption within Alaska politics. Shea says he would not have expected the indictment to be related to the Stevens home remodeling in Girdwood.
I thought it was going to be, if there was something, it would be more tied into wrongdoing and perhaps overreaching by people connected with former Senate staffers and former Senate President Ben Stevens, Ted's son, related to fisheries matters. I'll say this, that the indictment is very thorough, very professional, and certainly while Ted's innocent until proven guilty, it's very, very damning.
When you read through the indictments, what stood out to you as the most compelling evidence or aspects of the case against him?
Well, the most compelling aspects of the case is the detail, and it's not just Bill Allen's statements about things. It's the detail with regard to other individuals involved, and communication by email and phone.
How do you think investigators got some of this information that's laid out there? Do you think Bill Allen was cooperating with the FBI far enough back to have been recording or feeding audio of some of his conversations with Stevens during this Girdwood project?
Certainly not that far back. Bill Allen wasn't. But the fact is that I think that the way the public integrity section and the FBI and Internal Revenue Service pieced this together. They spent time with Bill Allen. They got leads from Bill Allen and information from Bill Allen, and then confirmed that by hard evidence.
There's no question that Senator Stevens is a powerful political figure. How serious do you think the outcome of these indictments will end up being?
Extremely, extremely serious. And, I really, really like Ted. And I think it's going to be very, very damning. The FBI and the Public Integrity Section of Maine Justice, and certainly supported by the IRS, would never bring this indictment if they didn't think, that they had just virtually overwhelming evidence against the senator.
Knowing what you do about how the FBI and the Justice Department works and the fact that an election is drawing near, do you think this case will move quickly?
I would hope it would, but the problem is that I'm sure Ted is going to have exceptional legal counsel. Counsel will want to delay certain things and take time to allow more time to set a defense and to get things lined out and to do their side of the, quote, investigation, end quote. And if that is done, I mean, it remains hanging over Ted's head. My feeling is that, I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen, but I doubt very seriously if there's going to be, any trial before the primary. It's not going to happen.
Anchorage attorney Webb Shea is a former U.S. attorney for Alaska and a staunch supporter of ethics reform within the state Republican Party. A longer version of Shea's interview will be available on our website, APRN.org. Still to come on Alaska News Nightly, the far-reaching impacts of today's indictment.
This is a man with a sustained record of service to the state that's unmatched by anyone. And given with that, it can't be anything really but a sad day, I think.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by the Alaska Engineering News Fund, whose contributors include Dowell Engineers, providing civil and transportation engineering, land surveying, and planning services on the web at dowell.com. Each morning, the Alaska Economic Report provides updates on the most current Alaskan economic trends. APRN, providing the information you need most.
Governor Sarah Palin said the indictment against Senator Stevens rocks the foundation of the state. She says she shares with others the concern and dismay over the events.
I'm going to, of course, remember that Senator Stevens has dedicated his life to the betterment of this state as we move forward in gathering as much information as we can about, again, these turn of events.
In the past, she has called for the resignation of state legislators who have been indicted under federal charges. But she says the public knew more about the circumstances of those cases than it does about the charges against Stevens.
Senator Stevens, I think, would be premature at this point because I haven't even read the indictment yet. I've barely glanced at the first couple of pages. I don't know all the information yet.
House Speaker John Harris says it's a sad day anytime that someone in an elected office is accused of doing something wrong.
It casts a black mark on all of us, but especially on those of us who try to do the right thing and not be compensated for it other than what we're legally allowed to be compensated for. And that's tough for all of us, Democrats and Republicans alike. And it's a sad commentary on how money can influence elected officials.
And House Rules Chairman John Coghill says he's concerned that the indictment will be a serious political problem for Alaska. He says it puts the reputation of the entire state at risk.
Certainly those of us who have to make policy in this cloud of indictments and other corruptions make it that much more difficult. And you know, with Vico being at the center of all of this, I probably would point my finger more at Vico. I think that they have been the undoing of many a good person here in the legislature.
House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula says she was stunned by the news about the indictment this morning.
Horrible. Just terrible. Terrible for Alaska. A sad day. And it sounds serious, but there's going to be a court process, and he'll go through it. And it's just a tough situation for us all. It's very sad.
Kurtula says it would be tragic if this is the way Stevens ends his political career. News of today's indictment sparked a very mixed reaction from the senator's constituents around the state. Here's a small sample of what people are saying.
We've seen so much come out of Alaska, all our politicians that's been having problems. And just because he's been, you know, up in office for so long doesn't excuse, you know, for anything that he's done. There's no excuse for it.
It just really amazes me that that's true. I mean, you know, he's been a senator for so long. It's just shocking. You know, it's going to be hard to trust senators from now on.
Oh, it's a blow to Alaska. He's been around forever. I'm sure he must have known better. The indictment was just handed down, and hopefully I'll hear a reply of what he has to say soon.
I feel really badly about it. I admire Ted Stevens. I'm really sorry to see us, but I think Alaskans and everybody need to remember that Ted Stevens is innocent until proven otherwise in a court of law. So I still plan on voting for him in the primary.
If you're hiding that kind of money, you need to be indicted for it. So, I mean, gifts, somebody's paying him off for something. We need to find out what and why.
I don't rely on what comes out in the newspaper or in the press as investigations are unwinding. But when you get to this stage of the game, this is very, very serious. And I certainly hope it doesn't happen to any of the other political candidates to further disrupt the election this time around.
I think he's done so much for the state, and we're going to go backwards without him.
Were you planning on voting for him?
Yes.
Does this change your decision at all?
No, not at all.
What? They got Ted Stevens. Rock on!
It's a long ways between now and the general election, but it's sure going to be interesting this year. I think it's probably the most interesting election of my lifetime.
My feeling is that, you know, if the homework's been done correctly by the investigators and it's a legal indictment, then, you know, we have to roll with it as citizens of the state of Alaska and see where it goes from here.
I'm not disappointed. If anything, I'm happy that the system works. We have checks and balances in our country, which we need, and this is a great example of that system working.
That's reaction from Alaska residents in Anchorage, Ketchikan, Juneau, Dillingham, Bethel, and Unalaska. Ted Stevens' main opponent in the Republican primary election had a restrained reaction to the indictment today. Dave Cuddy, who spent $1 million of his own money trying to beat Stevens in 1996, said he's not sure how serious the charges are.
Whether he has committed crimes or whether it's just poor judgment and ethical lapses and conflict of interest, I don't know. I don't know what the facts are. And for myself, I'm going to stick with what are the issues that America needs to face and what are Alaska's needs. And whatever happens with Senator Stevens, I'll let all that work itself through.
Cuddy says he ran on the corruption issue 12 years ago without really getting much traction with Alaska voters. Cuddy got 27% of the vote last time. He is one of five people running against Stevens in the primary election that takes place August 26th. On the Democratic side, Mark Begich had a response prepared when the press showed up at a news conference he had already scheduled for a city lighting project.
I do want to make one quick statement, if I can, on a development today. Today there is an indictment of Senator Ted Stevens, which is truly a sad day for Alaska and for the senator after his 40 years of service to our state. The people of Alaska are resilient and strong, and I have great faith in our state and our people, and we will continue to move forward. Let me end there and move to the next event.
Another Democratic candidate was not mincing words. In Homer, Frank Vondesar, who has spent his own money to run against Stevens and other statewide office holders in the past, doesn't think it's a sad day at all.
It's a very good day for Alaska and for the country as a whole. It'll be an even better day when Theodore gets convicted, but the indictment is a good start.
Ray Metcalf, a former state legislator who has spent years pointing to government corruption, is also running for the Democratic nomination. He also thinks the indictment is a good start, but no more than that.
If you were paying attention to what the U.S. attorney said as he was reading out the indictment, he made the comment that this is a global investigation. Well, the house in Girdwood has nothing to do with global. And so I can assure you that there's a lot more to come out of this before things are done.
In Kodiak, home to the largest fishing fleet in the state, Senator Ted Stevens' indictment is drawing mixed reaction. Some say he is innocent and will be proven so. But others are openly wondering about his involvement with the state's seafood industry. From member station KMXT, Casey Kelly has more.
The ongoing federal corruption probe in Alaska has included subpoenas of seafood companies, although none were mentioned in the indictment. Stephen Toffin of the Groundswell Fisheries Movement has been a vocal critic of Senator Stevens and some of those same companies.
We listened to the news conference very carefully and noticed that they mentioned that it is a global investigation, that it does involve VECO and others.
Over the years, Toffin says Stevens has pushed legislation that directly benefited companies that hired the senator's son, Ben, as a consultant and lobbyist. He also has questions about the Alaska Fisheries Marketing Board, an agency created by a Stevens earmark to administer tens of millions of dollars in grants to salmon processors following an industry downturn. Ben Stevens is the former chairman of the board, which has several critics, including current Republican presidential hopeful John McCain. Toffin says all of this should still be under investigation by the Justice Department.
Specifically, that's why they returned to Ben Stevens' office a second time. And that's why they did visit Alaska fishing companies. So we're just getting started there.
But Al Birch, executive director of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association and a member of the marketing board, says the charges against Senator Stevens are baseless.
I'm very confident that as they get into the next phase of this, the actual investigation, that the senator will be able to provide the answers that are correct and needed.
Birch says the Trawlers Association stands by its recent endorsement of the senator in his re-election bid. He says Stevens has done a lot for the seafood industry in the state, and he hopes he will continue to do so into the future.
It's not what he has done for our association. It's what he has done for the fishing industry in the state of Alaska. You know, the removal of the high sea salmon fisheries, the treaties in the Bering Sea and the Donut Hole that have been accomplished, you know, under his watch.
Melanie Sloan, a former federal prosecutor with the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, says it's still possible for the Justice Department to issue what's called a superseding indictment that could include more charges against Stevens, but she says that it is unlikely. Ben Stevens still has not been charged with a crime. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by the Alaska Pipeline Service Company, operating and maintaining the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
Senator Stevens' indictment today will have long-ranging impacts on politics in Alaska and the state as a whole. Terrence Cole is a professor of history at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says he is deeply upset by the news, even though he doesn't tend to vote Republican.
I think that anyone with a long-term perspective on this, you know, whatever their political allegiance, can't really be happy about this. I mean, must be saddened, because whether you agree with Ted Stevens or whether you voted for him or not, he's meant a huge amount to the state. He's done an enormous amount for the state of Alaska and for the people of the United States.
Cole calls Stevens a formidable fighter for causes he believes in with an incredible work ethic. And he thinks long-term, today's indictment won't cast a large shadow on his legacy.
Often people seem to want to interpret a person's legacy in terms of immediate events. And his legacy, seen in the long run, despite whatever happens with these charges, still has to be that he is the most important political figure in Alaska in the second half of the 20th century. Just the size of these charges, this is not like, you know, I haven't really studied it at all, but it seems so, it's so small in comparison to everything else that he's done.
Cole says Stevens' service to the state is unmatched by anyone. UAA political science professor Carl Shepro agrees. He says it'd be tough to find a more influential figure in Alaska politics.
It'd be very hard to point to someone who's had more influence. You know, there's no question that a lot of the projects that are in place today would not be there if it hadn't been for his influence.
Some Alaskans today have reacted by saying they don't care about the indictment. They'll vote for him anyway. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'm not too surprised. I mean, really, if you look at his, you know, the voting percentages, he's clearly been elected by more than just, you know, Republicans. And, I mean, there are a lot of Democrats that have voted for him as well. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I've been asked about this before, you know, before the indictment came out, and I've always thought that basically the only thing that's going to keep him from capturing any votes is to be convicted of something. The indictment doesn't mean too much in a lot of people's minds. It's whether or not, in fact, he's found guilty.
This will have to play out, of course, for quite some time yet, but overall, initially, what do you think, how do you think this will affect his popularity?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same, you know, in terms of whether or not people are going to vote for him. I think that in general there are a lot of people that are going to see him still in, you know, in the same light that they always have. You know, they might think that it's time to step down, but I don't think that he's going to lose a lot of popularity amongst the general population.
Carl Shepro is a political science professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Reaction from the Alaska Native community over the indictment has been mostly one of concern for the future stability of funding for rural communities facing a growing crisis with energy costs and a lack of economic opportunities. Mike Williams is the chairman of the Alaska Intertribal Council and area vice president for the National Congress of American Indians.
This news this morning wasn't good for anyone, I don't think.
Williams says Stevens' work in rural Alaska has been commendable, but the indictment raises issues of credibility.
I think it's going to be it's going to affect the funding that that we've had for many years in areas of health, education, etc.
Myra Nanig of the Bethel-based Association of Village Council Presidents says people in the YK Delta have benefited from Senator Stevens' support during fishery disasters and with fuel costs.
We're going to be losing an ally or a friend in D.C. He gets out of office or gets removed out of office. Senator Stevens was definitely a senator for all Alaska. And he showed that with the, many of the work that he did in the YK Delta or for the benefit of the YK Delta. So to us, it'll be a major loss.
Tim Tawarik of Unalakleet is the president and CEO of the Bering Straits Native Corporation. Tawarik also serves as co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives. He says because of speculation about possible federal indictments, he wasn't surprised by today's announcement. He says he is hopeful that Stevens will be successful in defeating the charges because rural Alaska is in trouble.
You know, like on Diomede Island, where we have about 200 people living, and their cost of fuel is, you know, going to be $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon. And people are going to have to figure out how to survive in these kind of conditions where there's no funding and very little hope of seeing bright days like we did in the past.
Tribal leaders also expressed concern over the future for the Denali Commission if Stevens is forced to step down. And that's all for this edition of Alaska News Nightly. We had help tonight from John Ryan in Juneau, Deanna Garrison in Ketchikan, Shane Iverson in Bethel, Eileen Good in Dillingham, Mike Mason in Homer, Ann Hillman in Unalaska, and Casey Kelly in Kodiak. APRN's Libby Casey reported from Washington, D.C., Dave Donaldson from Juneau, and Steve Heimel and Ellen Lockyer from Anchorage. Our editor and producer is Annie Fite. Our audio engineer is Dave Waldron. Our intern is Eli Menneker. Our managing editor is Duncan Moon, and I'm Lori Townsend. Good night.
Alaska News Nightly was made possible by Chariot Group, an authorized Polycom partner featuring HD conferencing solutions from its new conference center in Anchorage. Information at chariotgroup.com. And by
First National Bank Alaska, working shoulder to shoulder with Alaskan businesses for nearly a century. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Alaska has set a deadline for filing claims for anyone who has been sexually abused or injured by priests or anyone working for the Fairbanks Diocese. The deadline is December 2, 2008. Claim forms are available online at dioceseoffairbanks.org or by calling 1-888-570-6269. This message is sponsored by the Catholic Bishop of Northern Alaska.
This is APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network.